The US is expected to pull the trigger this week on a full-blown trade war with China as the Trump administration prepares to unveil a fresh round of tariffs, targeting about $200 billion US dollars in Chinese goods. The new tariffs, likely to be at 10%, will apply to more than 1,000 products, including smartphones, toys and TVs, which in turn will lead to higher prices for American consumers. Chinese leaders are struggling to figure out how to respond to the threat, with reports this morning that China will decline to attend bilateral trade talks with the US later this month. Derek Scissors is an expert on China's economy and US economic relations with Asia. He's a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, and he joins us from Washington, D.C. Derek Scissors, welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
The White House has already put in place 25% tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods this year. So what's prompting this new round of tariffs, and now?
Well, the original justification for the tariffs was supposed to be Chinese violations of U.S. intellectual property. Those are widespread, but we seem to have lost that point and moved on to tariffs for the sake of coercing China or perhaps closing the trade deficit, which is something that bothers the president. The reason to extend now is this administration very much likes the approach of, we want to talk to you and pressure you at the same time. They did it with Mexico on auto tariffs and NAFTA. They do want to talk to the Chinese, but they also want to pressure them while talking to them.
And this is referring to the talks that were meant to happen in the next week or so, weren't they, between the trade minister and a very high-level Chinese official?
Right. We have, it's actually the Treasury Minister, and I don't mean to nitpick at you, but it's an important correction.
Sure, please.
Because Secretary Mnuchin doesn't control tariffs. So the real issue with these talks from the Chinese side is not the 10% U.S. tariffs. It's whether they're going to get to talk to someone other than Secretary Mnuchin, who's not in charge of those tariffs. They want to talk to Ambassador Lighthizer, who's head of the United States Trade Representative. They want to talk to Secretary Ross, who's in charge of Commerce. And, of course, they want to talk to President Trump. So I think those talks will occur between China and the U.S. if the Chinese side thinks they can talk to someone who has more decision-making power than Secretary Mnuchin.
So the signals that have come out of China, and it's been reported today in the U.S. press, in the Wall Street Journal, that the Chinese are thinking of boycotting these talks, is not because of this latest threat of 10% tariffs across $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. You think it's because the delegation or the talks are not at a high enough level or the correct level?
Well, I'm not sure that it's been settled yet. You know, the president's schedule is always in flux. What the Chinese want, and they've said this publicly and privately, is a chance to talk to the president and get this whole situation resolved in some way.
Mm-hmm.
The 10% tariffs can be resolved if you talk to the president. But if you can't talk to the president, they can't be resolved. So, yes, I don't think that the 10% tariffs could be an excuse. But what China's really looking for is a signal from the U.S. that President Trump will talk to them directly.
Okay, but it's a Chinese vice premier level, Liu He, who's going to Washington to meet the Treasury Secretary, as you said, Steven Mnuchin. Is that the right level to have access to presidential talks?
That's a perfectly fine level to start with, but those are the people, Liu He and Steve Mnuchin, who talked in May. Mnuchin said the tariff war is on hold, and that turned out not to be true. So the Chinese are happy talking to him at the start. What they want to know is whether this is going to lead to the president either on the visit to Washington coming up, if it happens, or at the UN General Assembly or at some other time. So you can start with Mnuchin, that's fine, but ultimately the president has to be directly involved.
Okay. Before we get to what kind of action China might be interested in discussing in any bilateral trade talks, let's talk about this threat of the 10% tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Why has the president moved to signal a second round of tariffs?
Well, the president's view, there are a lot of disagreements within this administration which are covered extensively by the press. So Secretary Mnuchin has one view, Ambassador Lighthizer another view. The president has a third view. The president really hates the bilateral trade deficit with China. Most economists, including me, would say the bilateral trade deficit is not what you focus on, but he's been saying the same thing for 30 years, a very consistent position. So he wants an offer from China to really change the bilateral trade deficit in a hurry. In his view, they have not made that offer, and he needs to pressure them more. The advantage of the 10% tariffs is they're not very high. So it's pressure on the Chinese, but not a lot. It gives the president the option later of saying, we're going to turn those 10% tariffs into 25% tariffs. So he's reminding China he could do worse even while applying 10% tariffs to $200 billion.
Nevertheless, the timing of this is interesting. I mean, it comes not just in advance of the midterm elections, the November elections, which are crucial, really, for the Republicans, well, for both sides. Is it dangerous for the president to be threatening another round of tariffs, given that those affected by tariffs are often those who would be Trump supporters in the midterm elections? I'm thinking farmers, manufacturers.
Well, I hate to be defending the president on tariffs because I don't think they're the right tool and I don't think he's seeking the right goal. But the advantage of a 10% tariff is it's really not going to show up much in terms of prices.
Right.
The RMB has already risen about 8-9% against the dollar in the last 5 months, fallen around 8.9%, 8 or 9% against the dollar in the last 5 months. If you compare the prices of most Chinese goods now versus 6 months ago, if you apply the 10% tariffs, it's really, no one's going to notice. It's going to be a tiny little increase.
What about the retaliation that might come with it?
Consumers. Sorry, go ahead.
What about the retaliation that might come with it? Because after the first round of tariffs, China retaliated and they're threatening they would do so again.
Right. So that's the wild card here. I think the Chinese are making a mistake retaliating trade dollar for trade dollar. They don't have the numbers to do that. But they have a lot of other options in which to retaliate. They can target specific American firms. They can block exports to the United States entirely, those exports they think we need to import more than they need to sell. So you are taking a risk with these tariffs on sort of what the Chinese retaliation might look like, which is why at the same time the U.S. is trying to have talks.
Okay, so just back to the trade talks themselves, if they go ahead, as you say, for the president, he's fixated on the trade imbalance. Others are more concerned about intellectual property theft. But what kind of action could China take to address the bilateral trade imbalance? What could it give Donald Trump in these talks?
Yeah, this is a fair question from the Chinese, which is what do you expect us to do? Because really, what the U.S. wants is both short-term and long-term action. Short-term action on the trade deficit for the president's sake, and then long-term action to change Chinese behavior on intellectual property and subsidies. That's a lot to ask, and the U.S. so far, it's in my opinion justified, but it's still a lot to ask. The U.S. so far has offered a stick and no carrot. So what we want from the Chinese is both more purchases of U.S. goods and better behavior. That's a big shift in what China's been doing for the past 15 or 20 years.
Okay. Derek Scissors, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Derek Scissors is a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. He's an expert on China's economy and U.S. economic relations with Asia, which are a little strained at the moment. Those talks between Mnuchin and the Chinese vice president are scheduled for September the 27th, but unclear yet whether they're going to go ahead.